developing life's management skills. Now, everybody in here has a measure of skills that helps you manage your life. Time produces experience that will enhance what skills you already have. Once you go through some stuff, you learn what not to do. Even if you don't learn what to do, you know where not to go. Amen? Yeah. Concerning life's management skills, person number one saying to whoever says, I wouldn't be in this fix were it not for you. Person number two says, he makes me so angry. She makes me so angry. Person number three said, you're driving me crazy. Person number four, I wouldn't drink or do drugs were it not for you. Person number five say, I can't help it. That's just the way I am. You have to accept me. Does any of this stuff sound familiar? Person number six says, you know, he made me curse. I don't like to curse, but I will if you push me. Person number eight said, you're driving my pressure up. Person number nine said, if you change, everything will be all right. Person number 10 says, now look at what you made me do. I got one more. You're ruining my life. Let's look again at these 10 plus 1 statements. Apply some proper management skills and see how it plays out. Can we do that? Let's look at person number 1 again. I wouldn't be in this fix were it not for you. Proper management skill says, I'll get out of this fix with or without you. Person two says, he makes me so mad, or she makes me so mad. But with proper management skills, you simply say, you will not control my emotions. I will not give you that authority. Person C say, you're driving me crazy, but no, you say, I will not let outside negative stimuli dictate what's going on the inside of me. Person four, I wouldn't drink or do drugs were it not for you. Well, with proper management skills, you just say, I need some help. That's it. Nothing fancy. I need some help. Amen. Person five, I can't help it. That's just the way I am. You have to accept me. Well, proper management skills say you can help it. You don't have to be that way. And I don't have to accept you. If you see people shying away from you, they got a reason. Amen. Person seven says, I was doing fine until you came along. Listen to yourself. Proper management skill. Listen to what you're saying. They said, I was doing fine until you came along. Doesn't it make sense that if you were doing fine until they came along, all you have to do, get rid of them, and you can do fine again. Listen to what you're saying. All right? You're driving my pressure up. Listen, don't let nobody push your pressure button. Amen? Amen. If you have to go out behind the barn and have a good cussing spell, go on out behind the barn, but don't let nobody push your pressure button. Amen? Here's a person that says, if you would just change, everything would be all right. Proper management skills says he or she don't have to change. Maybe you need some changes. And if your changes still don't have you where you think you ought to be, seem like it's time for you to make a decision. I'm dropping some heavy stuff on you. All right? Here's number 10. Look at what you made me do. No, brother, man, you wanted to do that. You wanted to do it. Come on. You wanted to do that. Nobody can make you do anything that you really don't want to do. All right? So don't abdicate your empowerment. Don't just give it up. All right? Here's the last one. You're ruining my life? No, you're letting your life slip away. You are letting your life slip away. Amen? Amen, 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 amen. Listen. Objectives for the day. You could have had a better approach to whatever. If it didn't go right, if it's not going down right, you could have rephrased your verbiage. You could have used better verbiage. You could have picked a better time. Amen. Try saturating the word of God into your people's skills and see if it doesn't help you manage your life. You know that's where I'm going, don't you? You know that's where I'm going. As a matter of fact, life's management skills are inseparably yoked with God's word. Psalms 119, 133. The psalmist is asking God, order my steps in your word. Let me whip out these same 10 statements. Yeah. Put the word of God with it. And see if that will make it a little more manageable. Person number one, I wouldn't be in this fix were it not for you. Well, Psalms 55 and 22 says, cast your burden or your fix upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Person number two, he or she makes me so mad. Isaiah 26 and 3, God will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on him. Person 3, you're driving me crazy. Philippians 2 and 5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, and nobody can drive you crazy. Person 4, I wouldn't drink or do drugs were it not for you. Just let me give you a caution. Proverbs 20 and 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby ain't wise. To that drug user or the alcoholic, listen, man, when you wake up the next day, guess what? The problem is still there. It's still the same. Amen. It's a false sense of reckoning. It's an escape mechanism that don't work. Person 5, I can't help it. That's just the way I am. You have to accept me. And I told you before, no, I don't have to accept you. But you have another out. There's a scripture that says, Lord, you are the potter. I am the clay. All you have to do is submit yourself unto him and let him make you over. He or she made me curse. Well, Ephesians 4 and 6 says, be ye angry, but sin not. Amen? I mean, if you're angry, you're just angry. But acknowledge it, I'm angry. Don't let nobody reduce you to street vernacular in dealing with your anger. All right? How about this one? I was doing fine until you came along. Look, man, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, with or without you. The book will give you life's management skills. You driving my pressure up, Isaiah 26:3 still fits again. God will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is staying on him. If you would change, everything would be all right. Proverbs 3:6 simply says, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he shall direct thy path. Look at what you made me do. No, nobody made you do anything. Matthew 28:20 says, lo, I'm with you always. Nobody can make you do anything that you don't want to do. God is with you. Call on him. Depend on him. And walk on by. All right? Now, let me give you one more here. And say you're ruining my life. Your steps are ordered by the Lord. Nobody can ruin your life. God will give you the right words for the right occasion, for the right situation. Y'all just need to learn to trust him. Oh man, you need to trust God. Just believe that he will make a way for you. Put this down, man. I think about my grandmama and they didn't have no formal education. But they trusted in God. And all I want my Double Rock folk to do is learn to trust in God. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. I remember Mother Manley used to say, keep looking up. She didn't have a formal education. But she said, keep looking up. And I wondered for a long time what Mother Manley was saying. She just said, keep looking up. But I figure she knew something. She'd been around the block. She'd been through hell and high water. And she said, keep looking up. And I started looking up. And lo and behold, when I began to look up, I began to think of how far God has brought me. Looking up, I could see where I was trying to go. Let me sit down here. Looking up, I could feel the power of God. And then Mother used to sing a song. She'd say, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Thank you, Mother Manley. You can make it if you try. Philippians 4:13 is true. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Oh. preaching yet. I just want y'all to know, you just ought to trust God. I feel it. I feel it. I feel it. He's moving on the inside. He's got some stuff on the inside that's trying to come out to you. So stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. I feel him working on the inside of me. He's got a message. Let's go home. Whatever you are, be that. Whatever you are, be what you are. We just need to trust God. Trust God.